Here's a little behind the scenes action on There's No Crying in Radio.
You were going to do WWE. I was like, oh God, please let me jump in on that and be like, so Andre the Giant, I mean, right? Big guy. It'd just be like these like ridiculous platitudes. Like that, you know, like, I remember Hulk Hogan. He was cool. And then like, you know, you're talking about like actual stuff that's going on in, you know, in the Federation or whatever.
But you're like, yeah, back in the 80s.
And just like, yeah.
My grandmother knew Andre the Giant. When he would come to town, they would have dinner.
TV show.
Isn't that fucking awesome? Like, she would go out to eat with Andre the Giant.
Did they just like set a keg next to his table when he would sit
drink,
down?
Yeah, nonstop, non-drink. Yeah.
I've heard like
cases of wine. He liked wine. He's French.
Pray tell, I've heard that he could put away, you know, like cases upon cases of wine, but I've also heard like a keg of beer if he wanted to in a day.
And my understanding is Andre the Giant was a total dick. For fun, he would go out and flip cars.
Yeah, someone parked where he didn't like where they parked, and he moved a car and parked them in or something like that.
Would you like a peanut?
Would you like a peanut? That's right.
No more rhyming, and I mean it.
He's the first.
Anybody want a peanut?
He's one of the first wrestling guys to actually like crossover.
And I tell you what, the Princess Bride is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. And what's the saddest part about that is John's always liked it, but I didn't. I never watched it when I was a kid. I never watched it when I was in college. I never watched it until 3 years ago now. It just like one day I was like, all right, I'm finally gonna give that a chance. I'd seen it on a lot of top tens, movies that, you know, great lazy day movies, great romantic movies, great funny movies and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know, I'm not much into the sword and sorcery kind of, you know, movies. And boy, was I wrong about that movie. I love that.
It's very much like almost like a Spaceballs type of movie.
Right.
Like,
well, you can definitely see, like, I don't know what Reiner was thinking when he was doing it, but you can see a little bit of a Mel Brooks influence in there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I almost said Mel Kiper.
Here's another great tune, only on There's No Crying in Radio.